unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Saturday, July 7th, 2018. This is your SMA News Today flash briefing.
According to an Australian study, taking care of a child with spinal muscular atrophy significantly affects several aspects of families' lives, including finances, career choices, social life, and mental health. While advances in supportive care and equipment have improved SMA patients' survival and quality of life, the financial burden on families and the healthcare system has increased. It is estimated that annual SMA costs are $957 million in the U.S. alone. But SMA costs are not just limited to healthcare expenses. High non-healthcare costs also affect caregivers' quality of life, mainly due to caregiver burden, along with career and social limitations. To better understand the overall burden of SMA and identify potential gaps in providing care, it is crucial to assess hidden or underreported costs sustained by families who take care of children with SMA. Determining the overall costs of SMA is even more relevant now that the disease has its first approved treatment, Spinraza, and new treatments are likely to be approved soon. This way, more accurate comparisons can be made to guide important decisions related to treatment options and their real-life impact. Australian researchers evaluated financial, opportunity, social, and psychological impact associated with caring for children with SMA from the caregiver perspective. Direct costs referred to purchases of goods and services, indirect costs to unpaid care provided by the primary caregiver, family, and volunteers, and opportunity costs to missed career and social experiences by the caregivers. Telephone interviews were conducted with 7 mothers who were the principal caregivers of children with SMA types 2 and 3 from a single Australian pediatric neuromuscular clinic. Personal and socioeconomic information was collected. The themes that emerged during the interviews included increased expenses, elevated caregiving demands, limitations in their career choices and progression, social and emotional burden, and difficulties accessing funding, equipment, support, and resources. Financial assistance from the government was reported not to cover the full costs of essential equipment, and most families relied on charities and fundraising to cover these financial gaps. The participants mentioned a constant need to redirect resources and to learn to live without certain things. 6 out of 7 of the mothers reduced their workload or quit their jobs due to the higher demands of caregiving, which in turn reduced the family income and increased preoccupation with required medical expenses. The all-consuming nature of caring for a child with SMA was reported to affect the physical and mental well-being of the caregivers, increasing their mental fatigue, stress, and back pain due to lifting. All participants mentioned a significant emotional burden, and most experienced less opportunity for social interaction and leisure activities. Researchers noted that although the sample size was small, data saturation, when no new themes are emerging and the responses get very repetitive, was reached by the 5th interview, allowing them to obtain representative conclusions. They also noted that additional studies, including male relatives and children with SMA type 1, are necessary to have a more complete understanding of these often underreported costs. This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Up next, previews from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer's recent podcast. In the latest edition, Kevin interviews 24-year-old Kristen Walters as they discuss dealing with depression and anxiety in SMA, traveling with the disease, and Kristen's Spinraza journey.
Do you have any advice for other people with SMA or other people with disabilities in general?
Sure. I would say have hope. Hope is something I lost very easily, but I've gained it back. I've gained it back through, honestly, Spinraza has been a big part of that because I'm hoping that it'll mean that I'm not going to continue to get worse. But I have hope that in the future there will be more scientific research that'll help more diseases and more people can get the benefit of, like, what Spinraza does for SMA. I have hope that more options for SMA will come out soon. I have hope that, you know, there's going to be you can still live a good life, even if you're in a chair. And I think a lot of people think that, oh, you can't do all of these things. I always think of it as, you can do these things, you just have to do them differently. That's the big thing. Be creative. MacGyver thing, things as I call it, you know, where you grab a back scratcher and a piece of string and a piece of tape and you make something out of it to reach something across the floor. Just work with what you have and you'll be surprised at how much you can do in life. Don't let the disability restrict you.
Catch all of SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer's recent podcasts on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/SMA-news-today. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.